Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind? Aptly named because we want to know what's on your mind. Today on the program, Andy Peterson of the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce will join us to talk about his support for a controversial piece of legislation that has many in our audience concerned. That's the famous Gang of Eight immigration bill that's on the eve of a vote shortly in the United States Senate. He says it's good for North Dakota business. Do you agree with the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce that an immigration reform bill is good for business in the state of North Dakota? You can weigh in on that, and Andy will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about it. He is the president and CEO of Greater North Dakota Chamber. Our talk radio town hall that happens weekly with Congressman Kevin Cramer's word from Washington next hour. Rare opportunity to just dialogue one-on-one with a member of Congress and literally ask him anything on any particular piece of legislation or a concern you have, or, you know, talk about being able to ask a question and get an answer quickly. There you go. He doesn't always have the answer. Sometimes, something will come up that he's not aware of, but he is always quick
not
to research.
Not that often, though.
No, it isn't. Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Every once in a while, we stump the congressman, and he has to come back the following week and give us an answer. But anyway, maybe some folks will try and stump him today. That'd be okay, you know, rather than maybe something we just haven't thought of. So anyway,
he always finds the answer, though. That's the beautiful part of that.
So that's the guest lineup. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. We're on 550K Fire, 910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 Tioga, Stanley and Watford City. And so have at it, folks. You can also go to our website. Nice, easy way to submit your comments there to us anonymously, if you like. In case you want to say something naughty about this Steve or I and not have the... Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be naughty. It could just be something maybe you disagree with us and you don't want to stick your name on it. Or, you know, whatever. Sometimes people prefer to be anonymous. That's okay. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is a way to email us, or you can submit a comment from our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. But you know what? I kind of prefer just we're at the water cooler at work together or throwing our arm around the, you know... Each on a fence, having a little chit chat. Let's visit on the phone. What do you say, Steve? You up for that?
You can agree to disagree. It's fine. It's just in a nice fashion. You can have an open discussion. You can have a disagreeable discussion as long as it's a discussion. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
800.
The whole premise of the show.
800-228-0550, the toll free telephone number, or 701-258-0550. A story we've spent a fair amount of time talking about since it happened last week. The death of a five-month-old baby, one of those stories that just is gut-wrenching. And, you hear it and you just go, tell me that didn't happen. But a five-month-old baby girl died when her father left her in a hot van for a number of hours last week.
Horribly tragic.
Here's some new information on this story in case you've missed it. Prosecutors have now filed a manslaughter charge against the father of the baby girl. We also know that the death came after police had visited the home three times in the past 3 years on reports of child neglect or endangerment. We also have a little more information about the circumstances of that afternoon. The father told police he was at times napping and awake or dazed during the estimated 4 hours he left the infant in the family's van while watching the six children that he and his wife have. The Clay County District Court, the report also includes police reports that the apartment was in putrid condition, including a refrigerator with rotten food leaking out of the door and a bathroom with such an overwhelming odor of human waste that a police detective gagged and felt his eyes stinging as he photographed the room. So the other five children have been in foster care after being taken into the custody of the Clay County Social Services. That happened the night of the a girl's death. The funeral evidently is today. A warrant has been issued. They're just allowing him to voluntarily turn himself in.
The question I have, though, Scott, is if they had been there three times previous, who did the follow-up? After a report, after you showed up, who follows up to make sure that something was corrected?
I agree with you. I think that now that we know that previously, on three occasions, reports of child neglect or endangerment had obviously, somebody had taken the time to say something's not right there, asked authorities to look into it, and I don't know over what time frame, but that begs the question, who dropped the ball? I mean, could this death have been prevented? Without question. I don't know if it's you know, falls on law enforcement or, you know,
Isn't that social services job? That social services job to show up and follow through with that. Once a report's filed, isn't it incumbent upon them to follow through and make sure that the changes that were pointed out have been corrected, the things that were wrong in the living environment for those children were corrected? I don't think they were, if this is the case.
And it says police visited three times on reports of child neglect or endangerment. I would assume police go and say, "Boo, this is not good." And then this is one for social services. So you're right. Did they drop the ball there or what? Another story that we spent a little time on this week. Earlier in the week, we learned that 9 puppies were buried alive at a construction site out near Tioga. And there's a story in the Forum newspapers today by Carrie Lucen from Forum News Service. Literally a play-by-play on the puppies. Here's the headline: 9 puppies saved from burial, doing well. For one, we get to the sort of travel log, because they went from Tioga to Minot to Harvey to Jamestown, then down to the Twin Cities, and now they're split up all over the place. And
this is one of those stories that gets national attention, though, and people come out of the woodworks from across the country going, "Oh, I want to adopt one of those puppies."
They're offering ways to help with all the different rescues that are involved, from Anoka to St. Paul to Jamestown and Maple Grove. They're giving us updates on their personality, how often they eat. The pups need to eat every hour and a half to every 3 hours around the clock. We have how they're being fed, bottle feeders and, I'm a dog lover. Right, I love dogs, but I'm having a little trouble with the magnitude of the coverage of this particular story. And then one other story that should prompt some outrage: Spirit Lake Indian Reservation. A mysterious death of a 3-year-old girl Thursday is prompting politicians to express anger. Chuck Haga wrote a story here for the Grand Forks Herald that also is in the Forum newspapers, saying an angry Senator Heidi Heitkamp said she confronted federal and tribal officials Tuesday and demanded answers to what led to the mysterious death of a 3-year-old girl Thursday on the Spirit Lake Indian Reservation. Heitkamp said she is deeply concerned that another child may have fallen victim to a child protection system that is clearly broken despite more than a year of intense scrutiny and the takeover of child protection services at Spirit Lake in October by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. She said, quote, "Somehow, with all this attention, all this ballyhoo, we still lost another child. Tell me, how did this happen? I'm beside myself." So she's mad. And
well, that was the whole point of bringing in the BIA in this and having the feds get involved, was they were supposed to clean up some of the issues. Are there so many issues that it takes more than a federal agency stepping in to try to solve some of the issues?
And with all the scrutiny, another death. And a mysterious death that we can't get to the bottom of. Now, I find it ironic that Senator Heitkamp is outraged and obviously from her quotes, very angry about this. I think she was quite critical of Congressman Kevin Cramer for being angry about, getting to the bottom of these situations as well. So there's understandable anger going around. Maybe she feels a little differently now about the criticism that was directed at him previously about that. We can ask him about that. You know what's funny, though? I'd have to throw this in, Steve, and I have a question similar to this. You grab any paper and you're going to see these stories today. Listen to any newscast, you're going to hear them. Those are the big stories. Dad charged in the death of a baby. Senators seek answers on child death at Spirit Lake. 9 puppies saved from burial, doing well. All of these that have prompted understandable outrage, right?
I know there's a but coming.
There couldn't be anything but outrage when you hear about those stories.
Right.
I have a culture question for you. I don't want to debate the politics of this, okay? Or whose decision it ought to be or anything. I just want to ask you culturally this simple question. 50 unborn children are disposed of every week in our little state of North Dakota alone at an abortion facility, and we yawn. We mainly have apathy. We don't have outrage. I mean, there's a few, and there's some, noble folks out there that continue to do their part, but by and large, society just goes on, right? It doesn't create headlines. It doesn't create outrage. There's apathy. Why? What does that say about us?
All right, I'm actually going to say this, and maybe we should write this down and say this tape, but I will agree with you when you bring up the social issue like that. Socially, what does it say about our society? And I will agree with you. Now, politically, you and I are about as far apart as you can possibly get Actually, we could be a little further apart, but we're pretty far apart when it comes to the abortion issue. Socially, I will agree with you, Scott. What does that say about us socially? Is there a disconnect between our personal convictions and where we are founded in a religious construct in this country? I will agree with you on this.
We're getting play-by-play on nine puppies. I'm glad they're doing well. I'm glad they're being bottle-fed, right? I mean, and it's kind of fun to know what their personality is.
Yeah, but where's the mom in all this? I blame the mother. For the puppies.
Yeah, no, I understand. Anyway, where's the outrage? I don't get it. And straighten me out of this if I'm all wet. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? John and Bismarck, when we come back.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality, well-signed geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What is on your mind? John in Bismarck.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, John. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just wondering what ever happened with the Joel Heitkamp show.
He decided to take himself off the air.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I just kind of missed his balance. You know, he really liked his viewpoint, too, because it kind of was something that balanced out Rush Limbaugh. And now, to me, it just sounds like it's a longer version of Rush Limbaugh, to be honest with you.
But in what way?
Hey, well, just everything is the values that are pushed. And I don't know. I think he was more open-minded and kind of miss him. But I guess that's radio. So, well, you guys have a good day.
Fair enough, John. Thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What is on your mind? Do you think Scott's right? You know, this is kind of a are you nuts thing today, but I don't think you are on this case, Scott. I think you're right. There is a little bit of a construct. Maybe we've gotten away from our core principles. Socially, I will agree with you on the on this issue.
Yeah. It's just, to me, an indictment of our culture is my point. And by the way, to that last caller's point, as far as the values being pushed, I mean, this show is largely driven by people of the Northern Plains. I mean, we get calls every day from all across North and South Dakota, Minnesota, you know, a few from Montana yesterday and other places on other days. So when we say what's on your mind, this is really a show that is designed to be a mirror to reflect the Northern Plains. That doesn't mean everybody's going to agree and all opinions are welcome. So we'd encourage John to weigh in on issues that are important to him many times, because it's his show as much as it is ours. Lance in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Lance.
Yeah, say, I appreciate you taking my call. I have a couple topics, I guess, in mind. First one is the abortion issue, and I listen to your guys' program every day. I really appreciate your viewpoints, but as far as the abortion thing, I think you guys are, Scott, you may be a little off on your abortion stance, but my point is this, is that I think that the pro-abortion movement has convinced people that this is a women's right issue, and the fact is that, in my opinion, women make the choice at the time to have sexual intercourse and get pregnant. They know that that's a possibility, that when they have intercourse that they may get pregnant. They've made that choice. After that choice has been made, now there's a second life that's involved, and that's where our government comes in and would be responsible for protecting those lives. And that's where, in my opinion, our government is failing at this present moment in time.
So what about the guy in the scenario, though, Lance? It's not just the woman's choice to get pregnant. It takes two, Lance.
Yes, it does. Now, I understand in the case of rape, I'm totally on board as far as the rape thing goes. That's definitely women's choice. But if they're not raped, they've made that choice.
Lance, how do you think I'm off base? You mentioned the comment you thought I was off base. Where am I wrong? Tell me.
No, is it? Is
this
Steve?
No, this is Steve.
I'm sorry.
I look at it this way. The government doesn't belong in it. That's a personal choice by the woman or the individual or the couple. That's their decision. It's, to me, it's no different than the government being involved to say whether or not I can have a gun. The government being involved on a lot of issues that goes back to the social construct, and I will agree with Scott 100% on this, that it is, maybe it's an erosion of our social mores in this country, but it's not the job of the government. I don't think less government is good, not more government.
I agree to that, but my point would be that the government has a responsibility to protect the American people. And that unborn child, in my opinion, is an American child, and the government is failing that child by allowing abortion to be legal.
Does the government have a right to tell you can or cannot have a gun?
Absolutely not.
But it's protecting some people that might get shot.
And by the way, there is a correlation here. And our intent today by bringing this up is not to
not the politics. No, we're not trying to get into politics.
Obviously, it was a big issue during this legislative session, and there was even a piece of legislation passed in the House that bans abortions after 20 weeks. That on the political side, this is a cultural question to me. This is just understandable outrage comes from stories about a baby being left alone in a van to die, or a child death at Spirit Lake, and another mysterious situation there, all the horrible things that are happening here, or even the 9 puppies buried alive, all prompt outrage, yet what's right underneath our noses regularly, 50 abortions every single week in Fargo, there's just apathy, there's yawns, there's no outrage. I think that was what hit me with all these headlines today, and I just was curious if anybody else saw that.
I agree there.
Lance, let's go back to the social side. Lance, let's go back to the social thing.
I just want to Steve, before I let you go on to your point, I started to comment that, you know, you make a very strong point about the Second Amendment, and I'm with you. What part of the constitutional protection of a right to life, however, do you not see being parallel to your Second Amendment rights?
The right to life. I'm misunderstanding your guys' point of view here, but my response was to the idea that a woman has a right to make that choice to have an abortion. In my opinion, she's already made her choice when she got pregnant, unless she was raped. And there shouldn't be a choice after that point. I mean, she loses that right once she's made her choice to get pregnant.
And you've made your point well. He's saying it's because it's a life at that point. And what I'm saying, Steve, is your argument when you say, hey, Second Amendment rights, I want to understandably, what's different about your Second Amendment right versus the right to life that's also constitutionally protected?
Well, we said we weren't going to get into the politics of this, but I want to go back to Lance on the question is, do you think there's a deterioration in this country morally? And that's where the bigger question lies.
That is huge. You're absolutely right there. It is definitely moral deterioration as far as the country goes.
And, that I will agree with.
It's unfortunate. And unfortunately, I don't see any daylight at the end of the tunnel. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Lance, appreciate the call. And Stan.
Could I make one quick comment on immigration?
Of course.
Okay. I worked in management now for about 4 years, 5 years, and I've had people working under me who are Hispanic people. And first of all, they're good. They're wonderful workers. I'll give them that right off the top. But I'm here to tell you that I don't believe that there's 10% of the illegal immigrants that are here because they want to be an American citizen. They're here because they want to feed their family. And I've had personally experience with the one gentleman that worked for me who came here, and he came here legally. He became a citizen of the United States. And the first day I met him, he pointed to the garbage can in front of me and said, "You see that garbage can?" He said, "I want to fill that with money, and then I'm going back to Mexico." His U.S. citizenship meant nothing to him, absolutely nothing. And I don't have any problem with them, an immigration reform that allows these people to come and work. But when it comes to giving them U.S. citizenship, it had better be a long, long process.
Gotcha, Lance. Up against the break, that debate when we come back. Don't go away, folks. This is What's on Your Mind.
Edgewood Vista will soon have 3 locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a 3-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter if you go to that website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. The Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce is making the case that the proposal of the so-called Gang of Eight immigration reform bill is a good one for business in the state of North Dakota. You tell us whether you agree or disagree on that. Steve's going to tell us about how the weather's looking, and we'll introduce Andy in just a moment. Call waiting to weigh in from Jamestown. Brian, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Well, sir. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment in general about all these social issues. There's a thing I heard a long time ago. He who appeals to the law against his fellow man is either a fool or a coward. And he who cannot govern himself without that law is both. So even if they made, you know, driving around without a seatbelt legal, I'm still going to wear mine because I know it's the right thing to do. And when it comes to abortion and stuff, I think that's going to weigh heavy on people's conscience if they choose to do something like that, and they're going to have to live with it for the rest of their life. So, I mean, chastise all you want, but those people got a long road ahead of them.
I couldn't believe, I could not agree with you more, Brian. It's, you know, somebody that makes that decision has to reclimate that decision with themselves. And it's not me, it's not the government's job to judge them. That's something they have to deal with the rest of their lives. That's their decision. You know, and whatever point you have to reclimate with a higher power, maybe that's part of that decision. But it's not my job, and it's not the government's job to decide what you can do. It's not my decision for you. You gotta live with that decision.
Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much, Brian at Jamestown. Andy Peterson is the president and CEO of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. And joins us on our newsmaker line to talk about this immigration legislation that's prompted lots of questions and some concern from our audience. Andy, how you doing?
Good. Good to be here, Scott. Thank you.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Good, Steve. Nice to talk to you, too.
So immigration.
Yeah, let's talk through this issue a little bit. Obviously, I would have said if we tallied up the comments we get from most of the audience, they're very concerned about it. Don't like it in general, just because it's viewed as rewarding illegal behavior. Talk us through the process of the chamber taking a position on this, and like make the case to the audience.
Sure. So, Scott, we are for immigration reform, and we're not debating with those in your audience who say that the system is not broken. It is broken, and that's our point. But what we're saying is that we need an increased workforce here in North Dakota, and we need it at all levels, whether it's the lesser skilled, the medium skilled, or the highly skilled worker. We need to have all those workers come to North Dakota, and we need to, of course, get these people employed. Now, the big complaint that we hear is that the system is currently broken, it's not being enforced, and we're not debating those issues. What we're saying is that we need comprehensive immigration reform that works and works for our country and works for our state. So that's really where we've come from on this issue. And we're hoping that this, the Senate and then the House can get to some meaningful reform in a way that works for so many people.
When you start talking meaningful reform and getting immigration that works in this country, we had a previous caller right before the break was talking about how hardworking Hispanics are. And I have lived in Southern California and worked in a stucco crew and worked on construction sites. Very hardworking people. I'd almost stack them up against Midwesterners as far as a work ethic. Hard workers. We need to figure out some way to do it in this country. Is that the answer, though? But the people that come in from this into this country illegally, to me, that's like in having somebody break into your house and then inviting them to stay because they broke into your house, Andy. And I think that's where the disconnect is with this immigration bill.
Well, I don't think that we disagree with you on that front. But by all counts, we've got some 11 million people in this country that are here illegally. And we need to find a way for those people to become legal. And I'm not suggesting that we give them amnesty or we say to them, listen, you snuck in, so you're automatically part of it. It's more complicated than that. But what we have now, to our point, is that it's not working, and we need to find a way to make it work. And, of course, that has got to fit the needs of so many constituents here in the U.S. on both the right and the left. So it's time to have this national debate and to go through this process and figure out how we fix it.
Call waiting for our guest, Andy Peterson of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. Let's go first to Bob in Minot. Bob, you're a question and or comment for Andy.
Thanks, Scott. I'm a construction worker. I work with legals and illegals. And Andy, what we want to do is have immigration reform that works. I heard you say that. Am I right?
You are correct.
Andy, we have an immigration system that works. People apply to come to this country and work. On the other hand, we have 11 or 12, some say it's more like 25 million illegals in this country who we're going to give a pass to so they can come and work in North Dakota. Now, what kind of people do we want in North Dakota? Do we want lawless border crashers, or do we want people who have gone through the process, the due process of our laws? That's my question. What do you want here in North Dakota? I work with these guys. Andy, I'll make one more statement.
Sure.
Half of these, probably three-quarters of these guys under the Gang of Eight plan are not even going to come in. There is no consequence if they don't come in. Why should they? Most of these guys don't want a life in America. They want to keep sending money back to Mexico where they're gods there. Why would they come in and say, okay, I'll give America half of everything I earn? It's not going to work. This plan is not going to work because there's no consequence. You will not be rounded up if you just ignore it. I'm sorry. Please, I'd really love to hear your comments.
Bob, you make some excellent points, but let me just address the first one. We have a system that does work in our country, and I will say that it works partially. It doesn't work as well as it could. We need a system that works better. You know, if we compared our immigration system to the air control system and we have that level of dysfunctionality in our air control system, there would be an outrage. We'd fix it immediately. And I'm saying that we've got some of that in our immigration system that currently exists. We don't enforce our borders very well when it comes to some of the higher grade workers. That doesn't work very well. These folks come here to go to school. They find a job. We need to find a way to make sure that they can get in front of the line and that they can go through a system that is very efficient both on the employee side and the employer side, and that they can then contribute to our society in the way that we want them. I don't disagree with you, Bob, that there are things that are broken. And I am not a proponent of amnesty. I'm a proponent of finding a way forward. And, again, I can't fix what has gone on before. I can only say, listen, let's find a way that works. So we want high-quality people, but we want highly skilled people. We want people with medium skills. We want people that have the lesser skills as well, because our workforce is retiring and graying and growing and retiring. We need to replace these people. So we need to find a way forward.
Bob, thanks for the phone call. Larry in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
I want to know why your guest is lying to us. He says he's opposed to amnesty. No, he's not. He wants amnesty. And from your guest, I want to know why you favor rewarding people for breaking the law.
Well, I don't think we're rewarding anyone for breaking the law. We're not.
What do you mean we're not rewarding them?
And let him answer. Can you let him answer before you snap there, Larry? Go ahead and finish.
Thank you, Scott. We are certainly not suggesting amnesty for anyone, and we're not suggesting a reward for those folks. So what we're suggesting is that we find a way forward that works, not a way that rewards those who venture our country illegally.
And Larry's not alone with that level of passion about this issue. And, Larry, did you have a follow-up? Larry?
He wants to let in all these ignorant, uneducated people so they can take the jobs from hardworking Americans and work for nothing. It just reinforces the image the Democrats are promoting of the greedy businessman.
All right. So there's another angle to this. That not only does the system, as it's proposed in the Gang of Eight, reward people that have done it illegally, even though there's arguments about they go to the back of the line and it takes time and everything else, there's also this is just a way for, you know, business to get cheap labor. You hear that from a lot of folks. What do you say to that argument, Andy?
Well, I don't think that's true at all. You know, if you look at our state, we have the fastest growth in per capita income of all 50 states. And that's a result of business expanding. That's a result of business growth. That's a result of our business climate. And, you know, I've heard folks like Larry come up and say, listen, business just wants cheap people. No, we want good employees. We want long-term employees. And we want employees that are skilled. So we're willing to invest in employees, whether they be of Mexican descent or Latino descent or Norwegian descent. Our goal is a long-term, stable workforce.
Andy, I do want to get to the question of what the economic impact for North Dakota is with all the growth we've got, whether or not we can keep up with filling the jobs that we have here that are available. But let's get back to the phones. Joseph in Minot, what's your question?
Yeah, say back to this reform thing. It gets pretty sickening all the time hearing these people say, I think, you know, let's get outside the box once here. It's a failed system. The government keeps putting money into a failed system. Now, if this was a business and Andy owned it, would he keep pumping his own money into a situation like this? We need to stop it right now, and start fresh. We don't need to make these 11 million so-called illegal immigrants Americans. Send them back, do whatever it takes, start fresh. And if the American people don't get what they want from the government, maybe it's time it goes to a vote and the American people make the decision for the government because they can't do it. And the other thing, these South Africans that come up here and work on the Farm Program Network, how can they contract them guys, but they can't attract the illegals from Mexico?
All right, a lot of questions here. Joe will let Andy answer on the other side of the break. Thank you very much. Marion Bismarck waiting, and other callers waiting to weigh in as well. Andy Peterson is with us, Greater North Dakota Chamber, advocating for a passage of a fix of the broken immigration system. Agree or disagree, let us know at 800-228-0550. Your answer when we come back. Joe, stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. GetItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
What's in your mind? 701-228-0550. Around the region, 69 in Bismarck, Mandan this hour. Williston, 69. Dickinson, 68. Minot, 66. Jamestown, 71. Devil's Lake, 72. Grand Forks, 71. 73 in Fargo. Miles City, Montana, 71. Mobridge, South Dakota, at 75 this hour. Andy, your response to the question before the break?
Refresh my memory so I got this straight. Will you please?
Actually, now I forgot the question.
There you go.
Do we still have Joseph and Minot? Joseph, a quick little recap of your question.
Joe's not here.
Joe is not here.
Well, while we're waiting.
Steve, I can respond. I don't want to respond to Joe because I don't remember his question, but I believe it was before then saying, listen, we're going to take away American jobs by a bunch of folks that are coming to this country. I'll remind people that this country was built on the back of immigrants. My family arrived from Norway and Sweden in 1903, and those folks weren't particularly skilled. They worked in the farm field. They worked in the railroad. And as our family got integrated, and of course, we ended up becoming very contributing members of society here as a result of their immigration into the U.S. So, you know, the U.S. is really really an immigrant country, and we all need to remind ourselves of that, that we, our families came from somewhere, unless you, of course, are a Native American. So,
all right, let's go to other calls waiting. Mary in Bismarck, you're next for Andy Peterson at the Greater North Dakota Chamber. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, yes, this is Mary. Well, the immigrants that he's talking about that came from Norway and Sweden, they wanted to be American citizens. It was a matter of pride to them. I don't believe the majority of illegals really want to be American citizens. What they want is a job. Some of them are here just for benefits. If the government stops giving illegals benefits, if employers stop hiring illegals, I believe they'll go home. That's my first point. My second point is, right now, we have around about 18% unemployment in Detroit. Why are we not actively pursuing the people there who need jobs to come here instead of just giving them benefits? Unemployment, you know, Mary, or whatever.
Yeah, Mary, you make an excellent point. And I would agree with you that we want people to come to America and be citizens and be part of society. So I can't debate your figures. I don't know where you got those, and I don't know if, in fact, there's any veracity to them. But, you know, for the Detroit question, our state is experiencing a big influx of people from all around the country working here in North Dakota. And we welcome people from Detroit. And if they want to come here and work hard and relocate themselves and their families, we're open to that. We appreciate that. It's not happening to the degree that we'd like to see it happen, but we're open to it.
Leon in Fargo, what is on your mind today?
Well, there's a lot on my mind, but listening to your guest speaking, he's being disingenuous, one, because the vast majority of illegal immigrants that are here are unskilled. The skilled immigrants come in way. That is a fact. The unskilled come in easily. So what we would be, in essence, doing is granting amnesty to people, a drain on our society, on our economic progress. They will be a drain. That is a fact. And to hear someone say things, we're all immigrants, we all came from a, you know, immigrant background, I think that is washing us with platitudes in order to make us feel better. But the fact of the matter is that first immigrants that were here, hardships. They didn't have government handouts. They didn't have their life pretty much subsidized by big government. They came here and fought tooth and nail to build a foothold here in America, and they made it the great country that it is without the subsidies and the handouts and all of the progressive giveaways that we give right now.
Leon, if I can interject, you're making a point. A lot of the callers are, and Andy, we just have about a minute left, so. I think this proves why this is such a difficult issue. And the politically speaking, the Gang of Eight proposal that the business community is supporting, as you've made clear, is not popular. So is this doable? Is this fixable? What's your summary here for the sentiment you're hearing from the callers over and over?
Well, you know, I hear the callers and this gentleman saying that, you know, we're supporting government handouts to immigrants. Not at all. Is this fixable? I think if we can come to some kind of national debate on this and that we can come to some solutions on it, we can fix this problem. You know, we need lesser skilled, medium skilled, and highly skilled workers to come to this country. And that, if we don't have that, that will affect our economy moving forward. There are going to be plenty of jobs as the baby boomers retire. We need to make sure that we've got an adequate, well-trained workforce going forward. Scott, it's part of the democratic process. I trust in that process. Our democracy is strong, and we'll find a way forward.
And Leon, if you want to finish your comment, you can certainly stick with us. Andy, others waiting as well. Kurt in Bismarck, Joe in mine on his back, John in Fargo, and others will get to you as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here, so we'll, obviously immigration reform being dealt with in the House as well. Andy, thank you. Appreciate the time. More of What's on Your Mind coming up. Don't go away.
Listening to What's on Your Mind. with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give it 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.